Slichot, both in Nusach for Ashkenazim and for Sardim, has an introductory paragraph each day that is very, very similar. And in it, in this passage, we speak that we come before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we come, Dafaknu Dlatecha, the gates of heaven. We are banging on the gates to be allowed to enter, to allow our prayers to come. And we share that in common. Ashkenazim and Sephardim. But in the Nusach of Sephardim, there's a paragraph that comes before that. Ben Adam, ma lecha nirdam. Ben Adam, ma lecha nirdam. Why are you asleep? Nirdam is not merely sleep. Nirdam is anesthetized sleep. Nirdam is the sleep that we go through when we go through an operation. An anesthesiologist is a mardin. And the first anesthetized sleep in history is when Adam Harishon goes through an operation. Tardema. Malachan Yudam. Ebner is being addressed. You are being addressed. We are all being addressed. God is addressing us. Malachan Yudam. But who is the person who actually said in Tanakh, Malachan Yudam? What was the condition under which it was said? And the answer, if you don't know the answer, you should know this. You're headed to this, towards this on Yom Kippur. When we are going to find out that almost at the last minute, we are all trying to escape a truth. We are no better than the prophet Jonah, who is told to go to Nineveh and to warn them of disaster unless they realize the mistakes they've made in their lives. And rather than do that, rather than accept the responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, Yonah tries to escape. And how do we escape in the most fundamental way? We know, you all know, Yonah gets on a ship and he's sailing in the other direction. But there's another way we escape. And the most fundamental way we escape. We go to sleep. We go to sleep. And we're being addressed tonight. Each one of us. Malachan Yudam. Why are you asleep? You say, I'm not asleep. I'm awake. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm awake. What are we awake to? There are many people who are going through life who are sleepwalking. Rabotai, sleepwalking. Malachan Yudam. This theme will run throughout. We've already begun to hear the sound of the shofar. What is the sound of the shofar? So I'm sure you all know, and if you don't know, then learn it, and learn it again, and internalize it. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuvah says that the meaning of shofar, Kiyat HaShofar B'Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Afal Pi, even though it's a Gzeirat HaKatuv, the Torah tells us, blow the shofar, Remez Yeshbo, there is a meaning, a deeper meaning. Klomar, Uru Yeshenim Mishnatchem. You are in sleep. Hashem, wake up. Vinir Damim. And if you're in a deep sleep, Hakitsu Mitardamatchem. Rise up from this deep anesthetized sleep. We've forgotten something, and that's why we're asleep. We've forgotten that we stand in the presence always. V'zichru barachem. We are people, hashogim kol shnatam. I'm quoting the Rambam. People, hashogim kol shnatam, who are assiduously spending all their year. Shnatam can be read as, look at the word, shneitam. They're sleeping. We're sleeping through the year. The hevel v'rik and vanity and insubstantiality, asher lo yo'il, lo yatzio. It's meaningless. Zichru barachem. Remember your creator. You can't sleep through life. You have to know what it is important in life to be focused on. And the Rav HaChovel, the captain of the ship on which Yonah is sailing away, and into the bowels of which he descends to avoid the thunder and the storm, because he knows why the storm has arisen. And he will go to sleep deep, deep in the ship, deep, deep. And he will fall into a tardema, and the captain of the ship, captain, my captain, is the Ribono Shalom. And the Ribono Shalom says to us, to me, to you, Ma lecha nirdam. Why are you sleeping? You know why who doesn't know what's important in life? We know it's important in life. But we'll get to it tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And our life turns out to be, with every tomorrow becomes a today, and a tomorrow is followed and another tomorrow, until the tomorrows end and our lives becomes tales told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Ma lecha nirdam. And so tonight, we're going to remember that the Rav HaChovel knocks on the door to wake us up. And we're going to remember someone else who is about to go to sleep. Always about to go to sleep. To those who say Shir HaShirim every Erev Shabbos, you know who it is. Kol Dodi Dofek. But Kol Dodi Dofek is not this sound. The sound of the Ribono Shalom is Kol Demama Daka. God calls out to all of us, as he called to Abraham, as he calls to Eliyahu. God addresses us all. And he says to us, Pitchi li, Rayati, Afati, Tamati, Yonati. Open the door for me. But what do we say? What does she say? She says, Pashatati et kutanti echachai el bashena. I took my robe off. Rachatzti et raglai echach tanfeim. I've washed my feet. How can I get up, walk across to open the door? She's in love with him, or she says she's in love with him. But she can't open the door. The Medrash says, what? What's going on here? But that's what happens in our lives. We all know what the right thing to do is. We all know that time passes. We all know that's all you have in life is time. How do we use the time? And when she gets up, it's too late. It's too late. And so we say now, oh, it's too late. Ribono Shel Olam has closed the doors on us. We are going to take the actions of the Dod. We are going to take the deed of the Dod And we are going to come before the gates of heaven. Dafaknu dilasecha. It's not blah blah. Gentlemen, if you say one thing tonight with a little meaning, it will be more than often we do in a whole day of saying things. Dafaknu dilasecha. We're pounding on the gates of heaven. Dafaknu dilasecha. The ability of a human being to deceive himself that there'll always be a chance the next minute, the next hour, we'll get to it next day, we'll get to it next year. Now is the time. Vata Yisrael, the word now in Hebrew is that which introduces Shuvah. Is that which introduces the moment of decision. All the excuses. Tomorrow. The Mesilat Yesharim, who only says ultimate truths, and all ultimate truths are simple. He talks about those people who talk about tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, right? And we know the simple word in English is a spirit of laziness. And the Mesilat Yesharim says we are that way not because we don't know what we should be doing, but we'll get to it later, not now. So the person says, and I'm freely translating, a person says, oh, I just have to eat a little bit, sleep a little bit, or it's so hard to leave my house today. I've taken my robe off. How can I get dressed? It's very hot. Oh, it's very cold. It's rainy. And all the excuses, one after the other after the other, time passes. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, in the poem which introduces his famous Igeret HaMusar, letter about Musar, he says, woe unto fantasy. Woe unto the fantasy that I live my life by. This terrible enemy. But it is part of us. We can push it aside. How? Lend your ear to wisdom, to understanding, to know what truth is, to consider what it means to do the wrong thing, whether the right, or as opposed to the right thing. But what shall we do? He concludes this poem. Umana se hadimyon nachal shotef. But the fantasy or the dream images we have of what life is about is a raging river. Yonah is on a storm-tossed, tempest sea, and yet he's dreaming on and sleeping on. And we are all human beings in our fantasy. Hadimyo nachal shoteif. When you put rationality against fantasy, rationality will always sink in the storming river of fantasy. Unless Take what you know and put it on a ship, and the ship that can navigate this river safely and in which you will not drown is Rikshat HaNefesh, the passion of the soul, the Sarat HaRuach, and the whirlwind of the spirit. And so in the end, a few short days from now, we will be davening, and we will be at Ne'ilah, we'll be at the end of this whole process, and we will remember the words that we just heard, and maybe I'll remind you of it at that time, that God spoke to Yonah. What did Yonah think? Where is escaping? Why was he unwilling to accept his mission, and even afterwards he was angry with God? Why? And God says, Yonah says to God, I knew you would forgive them. I knew you would forgive them. And God says, were you upset that the gourd which I caused to grow over you and which shaded you from the intense heat withered in the morning? You didn't work to make that shade. You didn't work. But I created man. I created these people of Nineveh. I created Ebner. I created you. Each one of you, God says, speaking to me and speaking to you. I created you. You're the work of my hands. I breathed life into you. Nishmat Chaim. I breathe life into you. Shall I not have pity? Shall I not take the contrition and the resolution of the men of Nineveh to be better, of each an individual to be better? And so we will say to God tonight, the words that echo all of this, whatever failings we had, whatever we didn't do, begin to resolve tonight. We're here for a reason, we're here for a purpose. And we know that the purpose is that the breath of God is in us. Haneshama loch v'haguf loch. The neshama, my neshama, my body is the work of God. Chusa, chusa, alam Allah, have pity on the work of your hands. The word in Hebrew, there are many words for work. The word for work, ayin mem lamed, is work that seems to come to no successful end. Amolam elu habonim. And we say, we haven't been successful. But we resolve to try again, and we are dofkim al adelet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take our words seriously, because we mean them seriously. Chusah, chusah.